I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Good economic news for the White House today. Businesses added 144,000 jobs to their payrolls last month, and the unemployment rate dipped from 5.5 to 5.4%. But critics are saying it's still not enough to make up for job losses since the Bush administration took office. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first explain the figures, please.
Well, as you mentioned, the Labor Department says 144,000 new jobs were created in August. That is the payroll figure where they take data from businesses across the country to see if there's a net job gain or loss. You may remember that last month's figure was 32,000 new jobs, which was a pretty big disappointment. That also has been revised upwards to 73,000. It's better, but still not stellar. And then, of course, there's the unemployment rate, what's called the household survey. They call up about 60,000 homes, ask if anybody either has a job or is looking for work. The rate went down by a tenth of a percent to 5.4, and that's actually the lowest since October of 2001.
So are these figures roughly in line with what economists had been expecting?
Yeah, the consensus estimate was 150,000, so we're just shy of that. We talked with economist Hugh Johnson of First Albany and actually asked kind of what the picture is for those out there who are looking for jobs right now.
It's not great, but it looks pretty good. There are lots of reports that we look at in any given month. We look at the employment report, but we also look at how the manufacturing sector is doing, how automobile sales are doing. And if you look at the economy overall, the economy is expanding, and prospects for those that are looking for jobs are, quite frankly, getting a little bit better in each passing day.
Now, he mentioned the manufacturing sector, and payrolls in that sector actually increased 22,000. So there are now a number of months this year that we've seen the manufacturing sector of the economy start to expand, and that's what a lot of folks have been looking for.
Still, Tess, Democrats love to say right now that this administration may be the first since Herbert Hoover's to end 4 years with a net job loss.
Well, of course, there's a big debate over what was the cause of the big job losses early in this administration, whether it was a trail from the previous Clinton White House. But the economy has lost 913,000 jobs since President Bush took office. Johnson points out that, most people generally ask, what have you done for me lately? And there's certainly no question that we're seeing employment gains this year, more than 1.2 million jobs added over the course of the last year. Critics have said that the economy should be adding more than 250 or 300,000 jobs each month in order to make up for the original losses. So those are certainly issues that Senator Kerry's campaign is likely to highlight. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking further into what these numbers mean for the presidential campaign.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.